USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For a second day, Israeli airstrikes have flattened homes in Gaza, and Palestinian rockets hit for southern Israel, raising fears of another major escalation in the Middle East. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group amid a wave of strikes Friday that Israel says were meant to prevent an imminent attack. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli warplanes stepped up strikes with hits on four residential buildings in Gaza. All of the locations reportedly were linked to Islamic Jihad militants. The death toll now stands at 24 people, including six children. Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also cut up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the European continent. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China should not hold talks of important global matters hostage. He spent Saturday in Manila meeting with his Philippine counterpart. It comes as China conducts a series of military exercises off Taiwan's coast in retaliation to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting Taipei. Blinken says issues between Taiwan and the mainland need to be resolved peacefully.
What we've seen China do over the last few years is move away from a peaceful resolution of differences to doing so coercively and potentially forcefully.
President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 1 week after testing positive with a rebound case, but he will remain in isolation out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. Elon Musk says his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter can proceed if the company can tell him how they know which accounts are spam bots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Inflation Reduction Act is moving forward in Washington despite Republican attempts to derail the progress. So says Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a major win for the American people and a sad commentary on the Republican Party as they actively fight provisions that lower costs for the American family.
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats, they're not reading the room correctly.
Amazingly, Senate Democrats are misreading the American people's outrage as a mandate for yet another reckless taxing and spending spree.
But the bill is moving forward without language allowing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market. That was based on a ruling from the Senate parliamentarian. Several people were hurt, the president of the Navajo Nation almost among them, after a large SUV barreled through an event. Police say they have suspects in custody.
A wrong-way driver and three passengers are in custody after recklessly driving through a Navajo Nation parade in New Mexico Thursday evening. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A volunteer firefighter in Nescopic, Pennsylvania, southwest of Wilkes-Barre, was horrified when he discovered the victims of an early morning fire on Friday were members of his family. Seven adults and three young children, including his son and daughter, were killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.